Ignition sequence start. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Liftoff.
Check, 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 check. I literally just create madness.
Boiler up.
I'm going to go off here.
They don't have a great quarterback.
I got to take a break. I'm getting in trouble.
To win the Big Ten, you first got to win the West.
Bad Bunny.
Have you heard his name in a while?
No.
Has it bothered you?
No. Defensively, they got to come in with some confidence.
Is that even analytics?
I am in a parking garage. It's kind of lost.
Terrence Shannon, Matthew Meyer, RJ Melendez, Coleman Hawkins.
He's dropping the presentations on and over.
I didn't come here to go 5-7.
I'm so proud of Illinois football right now.
I'm so tired of Joel Embiid.
We're not taking Patrick Corbin.
I want to bet the Bears.
Oh.
You are Reba McEntire's niece.
Roshan Russell.
Coach Bielma.
You no longer. Yeah, salute to yourself.
What?
We got all kinds of things for you here.
There's a lot of glass.
Oh.
Guys, we have breaking news.
Uh-oh.
It's the drive.
Schmack dogs.
It is the drive with Sam Pfeiffer, ESPN Radio 93.5. We got an MLB update for you. The Texas Rangers lead 7-1 over the Tampa Bay Rays down in Tampa. Game 2. Texas has a chance to close this thing out. Nathan Eovaldi went almost 7 innings, 6 2/3, only gave 1 earned. Pretty good outing for a guy that's had a really nice resume through the postseason during his career. Most of that with Boston, of course. Kyle, you just had a good point on the Rays offense, a team that you never want to overlook in baseball,
nope.
But a squad that might be on their way out here soon.
What I said that they scored their first run of the series just now.
Yeah. That's not good. When you're hosting a playoff series and you're
right
late in game 2 scoring your first run.
They've always scored runs this year, haven't they? They haven't had that much of a problem with that. So and that Jordan Montgomery was unbelievable yesterday. So that trade worked for the Rangers. Obviously, in terms of right now, at least. So, hey, Coleman Hawkins doing a dodgeball tournament. You guys want to get in it?
I would.
That'd be fun.
I'd play.
Let's get, like, you and I, Kyle, Werner.
Yep.
Joey Wagner has the reach.
For sure.
How many do you get on a dodgeball team?
I don't know.
6.
Do we want Hans or no?
Oh. Yeah, because people would, like, throw at him. Like, they would pick on him, right? He'd have his, what do you call those glasses?
The aviators.
The aviators on. Yeah. And Hans. Hans rounds out the, how about Trevor?
I'd take Trevor.
I would too. We need depth. I mean, I'm going to get tired if I'm not thrown out immediately. I mean, if somebody doesn't just take one of those Voight rubber balls.
Are there subs in dodgeball?
I don't know. That's a good point. I'm just picturing one of those Voight balls just slamming against my head, and I'm out for like a game at least. So I think that would be fun. Let's do it.
It would be fun.
You get $25 to some chicken place and a t-shirt.
Is there anybody that could show up, whether it be in the DIA or on a team, that might have you turn around and walk right back out the door?
Because you're worried?
Yeah. Like, Luke Goody was a high school quarterback.
Yeah.
I don't think I'd want to take one off the side of the head from him.
Didn't Brett Moore, he played baseball in college.
Yeah, that's true.
So he's probably got a good arm.
It's true, yep.
Unless he was a hitter. I don't know. I need to research his background before I take a dodgeball field with him.
Would you be afraid if Josh Whitman yes. was on the other side?
Yes, I would. That dude is in shape. Mm. He is in shape. He came by the tailgate last week. And some guys that tailgate near us from Muhammad, that crew, they were having guys sign their table. Brad Underwood signed it. Shauna Green signed it. And it's a cool table because it's the eye from Huff Hall back in the day. It's really beautiful. And so I said, sometimes, you know, Josh will come by the tailgate, not ours, but the one next to us. And I said, if he does, I can try to send him over. So I did. So I was walking over there with him. I am amazed by his physique. I mean, he is not only big, obviously, as a tight end in the NFL, but he is in shape. And I looked at him. I'm like, Josh, man, you are in. I said, are you as good a shape right now as you've ever been? He's like, oh, no. You know, he kind of said, I don't know. I think he runs every day. I mean, it's amazing the shape he's in. And it's kind of the perfect thing for his life versus mine in that he runs by at like 7:10 a.m., you know, their run group. They run by our tailgate spot, and I'm sitting there flipping eggs, bacon, and sausage with grease that's just dripping out the back. And then Josh is just running, you know, probably eating an apple when he's done. And I'm like, hey, Josh, hey, good to see you. Thanks for reminding me of my pathetic life.
Right. It's like a beer, Josh.
Right. Yeah. At least come have a beer with us. But I know he's got to work, right? Yeah, yeah. Oh, yeah, yeah. Randy J. Lehman would play dodgeball like a dancing chicken.
We need to get Jay on our team.
Well, Jay would be.
Sorry, Hans. Jay's
yeah,
on.
Yeah, Jay's on. The squad. Well, you could knock me out. I could manage the team.
All right.
I could manage the team. But 309 says, I didn't come here to go 5-7. That was Brad Underwood. Or I'm sorry, Brett Bielema.
Brett Bielema.
Sorry. Brad says, this isn't the end of these. What does he say?
These trophy presentations aren't over.
Well, they're on hold
that
right
better
now.
Better be true.
I want some party stories with Brad Underwood, Dirk. Let's just lay it down right now.
Oh, you want me to tell
him? Let's burn it down now on a October 4th.
I don't know.
Okay, you better not.
Yeah.
Let me, because this is
weird, and this is why this isn't a good thing to bring up. You've never told me about any story, so it's not like I know about something and I'm trying to egg you on to say it.
Sure.
And I can't imagine that Brad Underwood has done anything terribly wrong. I know that when those coaches get together, they like to drink a few beers and
I would think
have some fun, I would assume. So, yeah, I didn't know if Brett or if Derek's ever been with him on one of those. We better stop there. Let's just stop there. Yeah, Big Def says, Jay playing dodgeball, I feel the instinct would kick in and someone might get form tackled. I could see Jay getting mad and just going across and just hammering somebody. Although,
Is there targeting in dodgeball?
Yeah, that's a good point.
I don't know.
In that commercial he did, though, for Dick Van Dyke, his tackling seems to have...
You called him out on that.
Yeah, I did. I mean, I know he didn't want to hurt the dude that was an actor, but, I mean, he could have done a lot better. Could have
Is it because he's not drinking as many raw eggs?
Maybe. He's too nice. He's being too nice on that. I agree.
I got you.
I agree.
Before we get out of here, of course, we still got some more time. I'm going to get to Marcus Damask on the Nova Atlanta basketball. We'll play that here coming up in a little bit. Want to talk more about, we mentioned the Brewers losing last night. We can get you some of the results from yesterday and kind of what that sets up for tonight. Once again, Texas is up big. In Tampa, you got Minnesota trying to win their first playoff series in forever. They finally won a postseason game yesterday.
Hallelujah.
Sonny Gray going for them in game two. Okay. They got a nice little duo there. I probably should have given them more credit. Pablo Lopez game one. Sonny Gray, who's had a really good year game two, might be able to knock out the Blue Jays. And then tonight, a great pitching duel. Freddie Peralta against Zach Gallen in Milwaukee. That's going to be must-see. And then also tonight, you got the Phillies trying to close out the Marlins in Philadelphia.
I didn't watch much of that. It was kind of boring to me. I turned it on and I'm like, who's the third baseman for the Phillies that
Alec Bohm?
Yeah, he's really good.
He's a pretty good player.
I think he kind of had his coming out against the Cardinals in the playoffs a few years ago. And he hit a couple home runs. He played a great third base. And I'm like, who is this kid? And you found out he was like 18 or something. He's not that young. But I mean, I was like, wow, he's going to be a heck of a third baseman for the next however many years you need him.
Hits for a good average. You remember the moment, though? Was it this season or last season? Kyle probably knows. Kyle knows everything.
Of course he does.
Where he made like two or three errors in the span of two games, and then he's like, I hate it here.
Oh, he said that?
The camera caught his lips saying, I hate it here. Was that earlier this year?
That was early last year.
Last year.
Oh, okay. My. Yeah. Did they start throwing batteries at him? I mean, that's what they do in Philadelphia.
That was for JD Drew, right?
JD.
They threw snowballs at Santa Claus, the Eagles game.
They booed Santa. They got in a, the one I always remember was the Bruins won the cup, and at the parade, a bunch of Bruins fans got into a fight. I'm like, wait a minute.
You guys won the cup.
Is that like four sharks just swimming around going, well, we got nobody to pick on or eat, so Timmy, we're coming after you. And it's like, oh, no, wait, why me? Well, you're a little bit smaller.
That does remind me. I went to, should I tell? Yeah.
I don't know.
I went to the Blackhawks parade one time after they won the cup.
Mm-hmm.
And it gets, like, that was crazy. Oh. People were up on top. I'm sure every Stanley Cup celebration is pretty wild. I bet
the Blues was
Blues
ridiculous.
One.
Yeah.
I mean, people are climbing up the stoplights and everything. And it's just so compact of people. Yes. Imagine, you know, I remember, pick whatever establishment you want during college. Kyle wouldn't know anything about that. But,
no.
You know, if I'm trying to, on a Friday night, go from one corner of Cam's up to the bar, how many people are going to, excuse me. Yep. Uh-huh. Thanks.
Near impossible.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You at Sticks, I'm sure, was the same thing. That's like times a million out there.
It's horrible.
But the story is there was a lady in front of me, and she was inebriated.
Oh, boy.
And she claimed that as she was brushing past, that I reached for something.
Oh, boy.
And that started an altercation.
Oh, jeez.
I did not.
I guarantee you didn't.
But,
well, the thing about parades, hockey parades, is that normally when you do a parade, like let's say the Chiefs, I'm not saying those guys didn't have some fun the night before.
Yeah.
And they got that kind of that, not except Kyle, we've all had that kind of funny smile on our face the next morning when it's like, I don't know that I slept that one off, to be honest with you. So you look at the difference with the hockey parades is that they didn't stop. So when those guys get there, Bennington was riding around this little scooter and he was drunk off his you know what. And I'm like, he's going to wreck that thing. He's going to hurt somebody. Like, get him off that scooter.
Yeah.
Like, he could get arrested for that, I think. So, I mean, I think the difference is hockey, they just don't stop. I mean, with that, they go
and
right through
the
parade.
They can be up pretty high on some of these buses.
Yes.
Like, you guys got to be careful.
It worries you a little bit. But, yeah, I mean, the hockey, man, they turn it loose. I'm ready for hockey's about ready to begin.
Yeah,
it is. ESPN is showing hockey this year, and I think the first game they're showing is the Blackhawks. Now, you tell me that whole Connor Bedard to Chicago.
Conspiracy.
Huh. Oh, wait, it's the third largest market? Yeah, let's have him go to Chicago. That's perfect.
Speaking of going to Chicago.
Yes. Oh, my.
Kyle, some rumors
sit back
out there
and eat my Nutty Bar and listen to
you.
You
know
foil.
Where I'm going?
No.
I do.
Uh-oh.
So, Kyle, it's out there. ESPN's Jesse Rogers has said that Pete Alonso could be in the mix for the Cubs.
What?
Almost to the point where he says, quote unquote, he wants to be a Cub. What say you?
It was an SNL skit. It was all made up.
I say, let's make it happen.
Oh, my.
I think that's the type of aggressiveness that the Cubs need to have this offseason in a market where you don't really have the middle of the order bats other than a Shohei Ohtani who is just not going to sign with the Cubs. I think you have to be aggressive in the trade market, and if a guy like Pete Alonso is truly available, a guy who hit 47 homers this year, drove in like 118 runs, you do what you can. You bring that guy to Chicago to play first base.
You don't think Shohei would go to the Cubs?
No, I think he'll go to the Dodgers or
okay.
the Mets.
That's fair. Who are we talking about here?
Pete Alonso.
Pete Alonso. Is he a free agent?
He'll be a free agent a year from now.
Oh, okay.
So he's got a year left.
So this would take a trade?
Yes.
Who are you trading for Pete Alonso?
I'm not trading a top prospect in
Steel?
The system. No, I'm not trading an MLB ace caliber pitcher. I would.
How about your three-name guy that
wouldn't trade
Peter
Pete
Allen
Crow Armstrong?
Or
no, wouldn't trade him for 1 year of Alonso. But I'd trade in that 4 through 10 range of the prospect list. I'd dig into that.
Okay. Boy, the Mets are going to want. I would assume they'd want a lot for him.
I don't know how much they'll get knowing for 1 year of him. But
is he unhappy there? Is that publicized? Or it's kind of interesting where this comes from.
They were a blank show this year.
Oh, yeah.
I think it's almost just the fact that they are in more of a reset mode right now. He's an impending free agent. They've got a bunch of prospects that they called up there in the second half. If they get an offer they like, it just allows them to kind of continue to rebuild.
I don't like the idea of if the Cubs are able to bring back Bellinger and add Pete Alonso go with Swanson and Horner, Suzuki, who was fabulous down the stretch other than a missed fly ball. But, I mean, the joke aside, like, he was red hot with the bat pretty much the last month and a half.
They would be the favorites easily, right, in the Central. Adding that.
Probably need to add another pitcher, too, for that to happen.
Well, that's interesting because I've got some pitchers pulled up. I want to ask you guys, like, because we both need pitchers, right?
No doubt.
All of us need pitchers. Starting pitcher. I want to go down this list.
All right, let's do it.
If it gets there, because it's still showing Miguel Cabrera as the... Miggy's retiring, right, I would assume?
I would think.
Okay, Shohei. Obviously, both teams would take him, but I don't think it's happening. Does the idea that he's not going to pitch for a year work into maybe a club like the Cardinals' favor? In the sense that we could still use him, not we, the Cardinals could still use him as a free agent. Or, I'm sorry, as a hitter.
Yeah, 100%. But everyone would take a guy that,
yeah,
if he's just a hitter, I mean, even when he's both, he's hit 40 home runs.
Ugh.
I think anybody in baseball would want him.
Cardinals aren't spending that kind of money. Not for one guy.
Probably not.
Coming off an injury.
Is it just me, and we could do a whole segment on this, I get tired of, like, that's just not what the Cardinals do. Well, maybe they should do something different. Why does it have to be, you've always done it one way, that's how it has to be forever? That doesn't make any sense.
It doesn't. I think they've backed themselves into a spot where they can't just go big after one guy.
No, I get it.
They've got too much that they need.
I get it.
But, no, I
just
know
don't
exactly
like
where you're going.
That. I just.
Yep.
To me, it's like, well, okay, do we have to be married to that then?
Exactly. He's an unrestricted free agent, by the way, which means that the Angels have first right of refusal.
They don't.
Right? Oh, they don't. Okay.
Restricted would mean they did.
Oh, that's right. Okay, so Marcus Stroman, I could definitely see him with the Cardinals. Do the Cubs bring him back, or have they burnt that bridge, Kyle?
I don't think he's going to be a free agent anymore because he has a player option.
Yeah,
and
he does.
Now that he missed the last 2 months of the year with an injury, basically came back and looked pretty bad. I think he's going to opt in, and he'll be a Cub by default.
Player option for $21 million, by the way, for next year.
I'd take that.
Clayton Kershaw? I mean, he's not going anywhere, right?
He's got to retire a Dodger.
Is he going to play anywhere else? Probably not.
How about Ryu for Toronto? Lefty, unrestricted. Is he a guy you would look at?
I mean, the Cardinals have to look at him.
I would agree. Charlie Morton has a club option of $20 million. Are they going to pick that up? He's been good for the Braves.
He's been good. He's getting up there in age, though.
He is.
I'd be worried about signing a contract like 3 years and he falls off after one.
I think that's perfect for the Braves, getting back one more year and then be done with him. So I don't think any of these pitchers we've mentioned are going to be available.
On the Ryu thing, he started 17 games the last 2 years.
Oh, is that right?
He's been crazy
injured. Jack Flaherty.
Yeah. Is it Martin Perez, or how do you say that?
Martin.
Texas. Unrestricted free agent for Texas.
Yeah.
Market value is about $10.5 million. Lance Lynn has a club option for $18 million.
He was awesome 2 years ago. This year, he was not good, right, at all.
Did the Sox pick up that club option? Or do they just try to go a different route?
They might go full rebuild mode. They might trade Tim Anderson.
He's not with the Sox anymore. He got traded. Lance Lynn.
Oh, that's right. What am I thinking?
He's with the Dodgers.
That's
oh,
right.
yeah, yeah.
That's
he
right.
finished strong this year with the Dodgers, didn't
so
he?
So how does that work? Do the Dodgers now have the club option?
They now have the option.
Okay.
Man, we're the old guys now. Ron.
We totally are. Well,
I admittedly tuned baseball out of my life for like 2 months.
I've been like this, though, for 14 years.
I know.
You're
I'm just not used to this.
Right. So you got a kid now. You're
watching
cartoons.
You take the kid for a month.
Exactly.
And let me get caught up on everything. Only fair.
Pass.
Eduardo Rodriguez from Detroit, the guy that shunned
the trade,
the Dodgers, right? Opt out. He has an opt out of $18 million. What does that mean?
He can opt into $18
million? It says opt out $18 million.
Huh. So it's probably an option. It's probably just the same as a player option where he can opt in for $18 million to play with Detroit or opt out and he's a free agent.
Okay, that makes sense. I would take him in a heartbeat.
Yeah. Didn't he have like a sub-3 ERA for most of the season?
Yes. Would he be your number one target if you're the Cardinals? How about the Cubs?
I'd be in on him.
I'd rather have – is Aaron Nola?
Yeah, he is.
Unrestricted?
Yeah, we're
probably
coming
rather
up to
have
him.
Aaron Nola.
Okay, Julio Urias.
Is Shane Bieber unrestricted? Or do you have to trade for him?
You're getting way ahead of me here.
Sorry.
I'll go quicker here. How about – okay, I'm just going to rip off a few. Julio, is it
Urias?
Urias.
I don't know if he's ever going to pitch in the MLB.
Yeah,
again.
That's right, because he had the domestic, right? Okay, let's move on from him.
Problem.
Kyle Hendricks has a club option of $16 million. Are they picking him up?
I would be shocked if they didn't.
I agree.
I think they might even sign him to a couple extra years on top
okay.
of that.
Ross, is it Stripling? He's got a player for $15 million with San Francisco. Mm. You got Andrew Heaney for the Texas Rangers, player option $13 million. Alex Woods, unrestricted free agent. Mike Clevenger. It says mutual $12 million. I don't know what that means. Here's some other guys. Carlos Carrasco, Aaron Nola. He would be my number one.
Yeah.
He's the guy I'm going after. Here's what's funny. In 23, his tax salary for Aaron Nola was $11 million. His market value is $24.5 million. Mm. So you're going to have to come up. You're going to pay a lot to get
him. I think they should.
Lucas Giolito, would you take a shot at him?
Big Def just mentioned that on the U of I Atlanta Link text line, that the Cardinals have a good buy-low situation to try to get Lucas Giolito. Fix his sinker and get back to his form of a few years ago.
I'm with that. Sonny Gray, Blake Snell.
Sonny Gray's had a great year. Blake Snell is going to be the NL Cy Young, right?
Yeah. So there are some names out there. Severino from the Yankees. Alex Cobb, he's got a club option. I'm guessing San Francisco picks that up. Kyle Gibson, Jordan Montgomery is another guy. If you gave me Nola and, gosh, could we afford Nola and Giolito?
I don't know. I didn't go over to Busch and buy a beer or six this year, so they're probably hurting.
Jake Odorizzo or Odorizzi, it seems like the Cardinals are always rumored with him.
Yeah.
Tyler Molly, is that how you say that?
Frankie Montas.
There's a lot of guys. Jack Flaherty. There's some pitchers out there, man.
No.
Dallas Keuchel, Luke Weaver. Do you want him back?
No.
He stinks.
Do any
Luke
of those?
Luke Weaver stinks.
He does. Do the Cubs want any of those guys?
I think the Cubs need another starter, a guy at the front end with Justin Steele. I think they have a lot of back-end starters. They need another front-end starter.
So if they pick up Stroman, they pick up the player option for $21 million, or he picks it up. And you guys do the club option with Hendricks for $16 million. Yeah. You've got Steele. You've got those two. I liked the kid that kind of pitched out of the bullpen a little bit this year and then came in as a starter. Yeah. He seems to be pretty solid.
I'd prefer if he started next year as a member of the bullpen
okay.
and not the rotation.
So if you guys could get one of these starters and your boy from the Mets, Pete Alonso, that's a pretty good offseason for the Cubs.
Great offseason. Couple bullpen pieces.
Yeah.
And I feel great.
And the Cardinals need to get Aaron Nola.
And Bellinger back. Big.
Now you're asking.
Big.
You're asking too much.
Thing
I'm kidding.
That has
no,
to
you're
happen.
Right, though. We need to get Nola and either
Nola or Snell.
Yeah. And then either Giolito or Gray, Sonny Gray. Unrestricted.
I'd be great with that, yeah.
They're all unrestricted. And take a run at Jordan Montgomery. I wonder how he liked his time. Or do we go Odorizzi? Because it seems like
Who is he with?
He was with Texas. Brad Keller.
No. Montgomery's good, man. I'd take him back.
I would, too.
for sure.
Kenta Maeda. Is that how you say that?
Kenta Maeda.
Maeda, yeah, that's right. Yeah. All right. Well, at least there's some pitchers out there. You know, that's the thing. Cubbies need a first baseman, right?
Yep.
Okay. I'm going there real quick. I want to see other – let's say the Pete Alonso thing doesn't happen.
That's what I'm saying.
Yeah,
though.
Let's say that.
Free agency is just so dry of
it really is
this year.
I mean, you've got Cabrera, Votto. They're not going to be around, I don't think. Josh Bell's got a player option. Max Muncy, club option with the Dodgers. Mark, is it Canha? How do you say
Canha.
It? Canha.
Mark Canha.
He's got a club option, but is with Milwaukee, I guess.
That's
so they're going to pick him up. Rhys Hoskins. Dude.
Who is coming off an ACL tear in which he missed the whole season.
And he is a Cardinals killer. That's your first baseman if Alonso doesn't. You got Gallo, Belt, Carlos Santana, Matt Carpenter, Garrett Cooper. You don't have much
options.
That's
just a disgusting list.
You don't have much options.
You guys want Goldie?
Rhys Hoskins.
I'd take him.
What are you giving back?
Goldie crushes it at Wrigley.
He does.
Justin Steele.
No.
What?
It's over.
Yeah, we'll give you Steele. Or we'll give you Goldie for Steele.
No, thanks.
Come on.
Goldie and Matthew Liberatore.
Oh,
boy.
For Justin Steele.
Would Matthew Liberatore make the team?
Dansby Swanson. And what else do we want?
That's probably good.
Free drinks at the Cubby Bear
yeah,
for a year.
Yeah. How about that for Goldie? Bellinger's got a mutual for $12 million. That's it?
Yeah.
You guys can have Bellinger for $12 million next year?
No, no. It's a mutual option. He's not going to agree to it.
Oh, I see what that is. Okay.
So that was basically put in there in case he didn't have the bounce back he had.
Got it. You know who's available as a free agent next year in the outfield? Michael Brantley. Now it's probably too late. Now he's too old, right?
Randall that could Grichuk. Be a Fowler situation where you're like a year or two too late, and then he just kind of deteriorates in your outfield.
J.D. Martinez. Kevin Kiermaier, the old Parkland product, is available.
Good defender.
He is.
He might be like
hit.
Harrison Bader 2.0.
Pham and Bader both available. So is Andrew McCutchen. You might pick him up just so he's not beating you every time. That's it, man. There's not a lot of Kevin Pillar, Travis Jankowski. Oh, boy.
I did see the rumors that Juan Soto might get traded this offseason.
Oh, really?
Really.
But not.
Not for Dylan Carlson.
Nope.
He won't.
Nope.
I knew exactly what response was going to happen.
No way.
Said that.
Untradeable.
Jesse Winker. Did he have a pretty good year for the Brewers?
He had an awful year.
Okay. Mm. I thought he would just hammer in El Central pitching. All right, that's all. That's all. I'm going to shut up now.
All right, we got to catch a break on the other side. Let's play some Marcus Dumas.
Yeah,
newcomer from Lon Saluki's.
Let's go.
Here in Champaign. He spoke to the media on Friday. We'll get you some of that. And we also have some coordinators if we have time. Barry Lunny and Aaron Henry spoke to the media as well here recently. If you have any questions, comments, wants for free agents, Taylor Swift song requests, 217-359-2255 on the U of I Line Link text line. This is The Drive.
The Champaign Park District has some terrific fall events to jot down on your day planner. Flannel Fest will be in downtown Champaign in Westside Park from 11 a.m. to 6 p.m. October 14th and 15th with music, a mustache contest, and lumberjack show. The Great Pumpkin Hunt has you looking for small painted rocks in area parks throughout the month of October. On Wednesday, October 25th at Marketplace Mall between 5 and 7 p.m., enjoy the free Halloween Fun Fest. Learn more at ChampaignParks.com. Crossroads Contractor Supply specializes in the delivery of tools and supplies within a 150-mile radius of Champaign-Urbana. Reliable, timely, and with reasonable prices, Crossroads Contractor Supply knows what equipment and tools are needed for your job. Their slogan, "We have it when you need it." Get the job done right with proper tools and equipment. Did something break? Construction materials as well as safety equipment all available. Call 402-8123. Visit Crossroads Contractor Supply FirstFederalSavingsBank.com.
Local, personal, trusted. Hi, this is Atta Durakan with First Federal Savings Bank of Champaign-Urbana, and we've been serving Champaign County since 1908. Our institution is safe, strong, and stable. We operate on a foundation of responsible and sound practices, and you can rest easy knowing we're your bank. Rated 5-star superior by Bauer Financial, Inc., fast, friendly, and local. With local loan decisions and underwriting, if you're not already banking with us, give us a try, and we think you'll love it here. First Federal Savings Bank, 356Bank.com. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender, NMLS 435120.
Here's what somebody recently said at Pards in Urbana. I was there just a few minutes, and somebody came up and asked if I needed help. And they were incredible, helped me find the size of boot I needed. And then I bought a second pair, too. Everything was friendly. Everything was excellent. Visit Pards in Urbana, 206 North Maple, between Main and University in Urbana. It's Pards Western Shop since 1968. Or go online and visit Pards.com. Pards.com. PDR Automotive has now been serving the Champaign-Urbana area for over 50 years. To give you some perspective, 50 years ago ended the U.S. involvement in the Vietnam War, and it was when Secretariat won the Triple Crown. So what does that mean for you and your vehicle? Whether you need a carburetor overhauled or your new vehicle computer system diagnosed or programmed, PDR Automotive has the experienced, knowledgeable staff that can handle all your automotive needs. Online at PDRauto.com, they are what's best for your truck or car. They are PDR. You've changed thousands of diapers, played hours of peekaboo and duck duck goose because you'd do anything for your kids. That's why it's so important to protect them with life insurance from State Farm. State Farm agent Kurt Lenshaw will help make it easy and affordable to help you protect your family no matter what the future holds. Because for the people you do anything for, life insurance could mean everything. Call State Farm agent Kurt Lenshaw in Champaign-Urbana today. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there. You've changed thousands of diapers, played hours of peekaboo and duck duck goose because you'd do anything for your kids. That's why it's so important to protect them with life insurance from State Farm. State Farm agent Kurt Lenshaw will help make it easy and affordable to help you protect your family no matter what the future holds. Because for the people you do anything for, life insurance could mean everything. Call State Farm agent Kurt Lenshaw in Champaign-Urbana today. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there. You're listening to WSJK ESPN 93.5 Tuscola, Champaign-Urbana, your home for the St. Louis Cardinals.
This scares me. What are we doing?
I couldn't help myself. Part two of Taylor Swift's song or not Taylor Swift's song.
Okay. And Kyle has a request.
What's the request?
I want Lon to actually come up with the names of these songs instead say this is or isn't Taylor Swift. That's too easy.
All right, how about whether or not it's Taylor Swift?
And then
tell me the name of the song.
Yeah. Okay.
Okay, here we go. You ready?
Bloodhound.
All right, here we go. Play.
Meatloaf.
I threw a wish in the well. Don't ask me, I'll never tell. I look to you as it fell. And
that kind of sounds like
I trade my soul for a wish. Pennies and dimes for a kiss. I wasn't looking
I'm gonna
for
say
this,
that it is Taylor Swift.
In my way, your stare was holding.
It sounds like the girl who's the girl that sang the song with the cheerleaders, like the Miami Dolphins did the spoof.
Hey, I just met you.
Oh, this is the song, isn't it?
Is it? What's the name of the song, do you know?
Here's My Number, I think, would be the name of that song.
Call Me Maybe.
Call Me what?
Call Me Maybe.
Maybe. Is it really?
Is it Taylor Swift?
No, I don't think it is. No. Who is that?
It's Carly Rae Jepsen.
Yeah, and there's one where the Dolphins are doing it, right? Kyle, you need to effort that on YouTube.
All right.
Dolphins cheerleaders singing Call Me Maybe.
Call Me Maybe.
Call Me Maybe.
Next up.
Let's go. I feel like Taylor kind of has these kind of lead-ins to the song.
We clawed, we chained our hearts in vain. We jumped, never asking why. We kissed, I fell under your spell of love. No one could deny.
Does it kick in?
I hope so.
I don't think I've heard this. I'm waiting for the chorus there so I can steal the song title. Let's see here. Like a rainbow?
Wrecking ball.
Oh, I was like, I've never seen a rainbow come in really strong. I came in like a rainbow. Well, it'd have to be called Wrecking Ball.
It is called Wrecking Ball.
All right.
Is it by Taylor Swift?
Yes.
Miley Cyrus.
No, no.
We got him,
That's
Kyle.
That's Miley?
Yeah. It's Miley Cyrus.
I might have to start listening to some Miley Cyrus.
I got two more for you.
Oh, boy. I came in like a rainbow. I was like, what?
You're on the phone with your girlfriend.
I know this song.
She's upset. She's going off about something that you said.
This is not Taylor Swift.
No.
I am confident of that. I do. It is...
I'm in my room. It's a typical
man.
Tuesday night. I'm listening to the kind of music she doesn't like. And she'll never...
That's not that Jepsen girl again, is it?
No.
I think the song is called I Do.
This person has dated Travis Kelce.
It is Taylor?
It is Taylor Swift.
That's sad. This is one of her biggest songs, isn't it? That's my fault. Sorry
to all. Started red hot and he cooled off.
Yeah, I know.
Now.
Sorry
Patrick
to all
Wisdom
you
over here.
Taylor Swift fans. You better give yourself one
to
that. That was. I'm good in May.
I don't know if
in
this
April
is good radio or terrible.
You don't even
but
make it to May.
Yeah, that's right.
All right.
Oh, man.
One more.
Oh, come on. Okay. Oh. This is not her. I know for a fact it's not her. This is... Ah, she's pretty hot. Isn't it? This is Britney?
It's Britney Spears.
Okay. She
this
was
kind of a throw-in.
She was pretty hot.
People were saying, yeah.
Who am I? I think that's like Jeremy Warner's like favorite singer ever.
Is that right?
Britney Spears. You'll have to bring that up with him sometime at a game. Lon said you're a big Britney fan.
Over a beer in Ann Arbor?
Yes.
Heard you. Into Britney Spears.
Heard you're a big Spears. That's a good song. We played some good songs today.
Yeah,
I like
there
these.
You have it. So.
I need your... collection of songs. I might listen to those on the way home tonight.
All right. Perfect.
Actually, I'll probably just end up listening to country, but I like that.
You know, save for a rainy day.
Little Oklahoma smoke show.
I'll wait for all of your buddies at the tailgate to congregate on Friday night. We're about, 30 minutes until we go into the stadium. Like, something you guys didn't know about Lon. He loves these songs. Let's
80s,
play them all.
Yeah, or not 80s, but the pop female. Can
Big
you,
into Miley Cyrus and Taylor Swift.
Can you cue up the Wellerman real quick before we get to Marcus Damask? And you know this as you have been at the tailgate, but when we tailgate, of course, we have our share of cold beer. Mm. But Alan Leach, who was mentioned yesterday, gets a second mention today, always enjoys bringing out the Fireball. So a couple of years ago, we decided we need a song that we play, and it indicates to everyone in the group that it is time for the horrendous shot of Fireball. And so what we decided to do, and I noticed this is one of those long commercials, what we decided to do was play the Wellerman.
There once was a ship that put to sea. The name of the ship was a belly of tea. The wind
usually
blew
when everybody starts hearing this, it's slowly. You'll look around the tailgate lot, and all of a sudden you'll see guys going, oh, crap. It's like, let's go, boys. It's time. And then we do some like, let's go beat Penn State by 30. Yeah! We fire it down, and then that's where you-know-what show begins. Hey!
Well, maybe on the basketball court this year,
mm-hmm,
Illinois can beat Penn State by 30 because they kind of owe them.
Yeah,
and
their coach is gone.
Their coach is gone. But one of the guys that can maybe help Illinois this year with some three-point shooting.
Let's go.
fifth year out of SIU, Marcus Damask. He met with the media back on Friday at Illini Basketball Media Day. Wanted to get you some of that. Here is perfect transition, right?
Perfect.
Marcus Damask.
Summer, I mean, you've got a hamstring injury. How did that, you know, kind of affect you? And what has been the biggest change for you since coming here?
I mean, it affected me a lot. You know, obviously coming into a new situation and not really getting the reps and getting to be on the court like I wanted to was it was a frustrating summer, honestly. But toward the back end, you know, I started to get healthy, and now, you know, starting to try to figure out my role with this team and how I can just help us win the most games we can.
What do you feel like you're able, even a good practice, like what do you feel like you're able to grow and learn the team, which is kind of
Yeah, I mean, just kind of being around the culture, you know, learn the guys, and then from there, you know, watch a lot of film, kind of, you know, coming into a new offense, just learning a new offense and a lot of film and just trying to talk in practice, try to stay in the practice even though I'm not actually in it.
So what?
What do you feel like you kind of add to this team?
I feel like I can add, you know, a sense of kind of like a veteran leadership style to this team, you know. I think I play with some pretty good poise where I feel like when time gets rough, I can, you know, kind of keep us all calm and, you know, just kind of keep everybody on the same page.
You've kind of played at SIU for a while. When you entered the portal, what was that process like? What kind of led you to choose?
Yeah, when I entered the portal, you know, it was a decent amount of schools that reached out, but I felt like Illinois, you know, they just, the way they did stuff, you was just at a different level, you know, and I felt like coming here gave me the best chance to win the most games and, you know, make a deep run in the tournament. And that was really my mindset going to the portal. I just wanted to go to a place where I feel like I could help a team win a lot of games. And I felt like that was here.
What's that, I guess, adjustment like? And you have very high usage, obviously. What do you feel like that adjustment's been like?
Yeah, it's definitely different. You know, when you got guys like Terrence, Coleman, and Ty, I mean, the list goes on and on. This team's very deep, very talented, so just kind of try to help everybody, you know, do their role as best they can, and, you know, for me, just do my role as best I can. Yeah, I mean, with it being the last year, like, you know, this is all I got, so, you know, I'm trying to take advantage of the resources and just every day just get better and better because, you know, like I don't have another chance anymore. Like this is all I got, so I'm going out 10 toes down.
Marcus, tell me about your skill set, and is there a particular position that you feel most comfortable playing?
I feel like I'm kind of at like the 3, some 4, 2, 3, 4 position. But, you know, I feel like basketball has kind of become so positionless lately where I just feel like you're just on the court and you just kind of do what you got to do. Like, I feel like I can, you know, bring some shooting to this team, some passing. You know, I just think I think I can do a lot of things to good for this team that will help win games.
It's been the biggest adjustment coming. You obviously have to, it's a little bit bigger, a little bit faster. It's been the biggest adjustment.
Yeah, I would say, yeah, just the athleticism, you know, everybody's a couple inches taller. Everybody's got a little bit longer in the wingspan and a little bit faster. Like, gaps close a little quicker. You got to get your shot off a little quicker. But for the most part, you know, basketball is basketball. You know, as long as you work on your game, get in the gym, you know, do things the right way, I think the results will come.
Is there a game on the schedule that you've circled for just
practicing
and
being fast? I mean, I want to win every game, so I don't know. Obviously, you know, we got some big games, Big Ten, obviously you want to win that, but I don't know. I just want to win every game, man. I mean, obviously, you know, it would be great to go to the Kohl Center and get a win in front of, you know, my family, my hometown friends. That would definitely be nice for sure. Yeah, you know, I've been feeling a lot better lately. You know, I've been working with Fletch a lot. You know, he kind of put me on a pretty strict diet. You know, it isn't always the most fun, but I've been following that good, and I've been able to shed some pounds and, you know, just feel better, feel a little quicker out here, and, you know, just ready to take the next step.
What's the best and worst part of the diet?
The best part, a lot of steaks, stuff like that. But with the steaks, it's just a lot of vegetables, and I'm not a huge veggie guy, but I've been doing a lot lately. So
fun for me.
Fighting Illini football is back in Champaign as they take on the Nebraska Cornhuskers in Memorial Stadium, Friday night, October 6th at 7 p.m. It's our Celebrate Food and Ag game. Bring the family for a special petting zoo area inside Grange Grove with animals to interact with Illini fans and kids. See you at Memorial Stadium for Fighting Illini football's Big Ten matchup against Nebraska. Friday night under the lights on October 6th. Get tickets at FightingIllini.com.
See the showroom top designer shop. Flooring surface is your first stop. Amazing selection, price, and style. On hardwoods, laminates, carpet, and tile. Low prices on high fashion. Step up the flooring that gets a wow reaction. See the showroom top designer shop. Flooring surface is your first stop. Flooring surface is your first stop.
Flooring Surfaces now offers beautiful window fashions. Our interior design team will custom fit shade, shutters, and blinds to any size opening. Visit the showroom to see the latest fashions from Graber and Hunter Douglas, or request an in-home consultation. Whether it's floors or windows, Flooring Surfaces has you covered. See us today at 401 Mercury Drive in Champaign.
See the showroom top designer shop. Flooring Surfaces, your first stop. Flooring Surfaces, your first stop.
Illini fans, for a limited time at Jet's Pizza, new popcorn chicken pizzas. Their tasty popcorn chicken on their famous BBQ, Aloha BBQ, Buffalo Ranch, or Bacon Ranch pizzas. It's new and a limited time offer, so don't miss out. Try any of the four for just $17.99. Code BBQ. Their popcorn chicken pizzas are perfect to order while watching football with friends and family. Try their tasty popcorn chicken on their famous BBQ, Aloha BBQ, Buffalo Ranch, or Bacon Ranch pizzas. Just $17.99. Code BBQ. Jets, better because it has to be.
Short-term market fluctuations can be unnerving for everyone. A proven way to tune out the noise and focus on long-term investment goals is to adhere to a well-constructed investment plan. This is Rob Meyer with Provident Financial Group. If you don't have a plan, we can help create one designed specifically for you. Call us today for a complimentary consultation at 217-366-3456 or online at providentfinancialgroupllc.com.
Securities and advisory services offered through Commonwealth Financial Network, member FINRA, SIPC, a registered investment advisor.
Hi, I'm Tyler Weaver, president of Carpet Weaver's Flooring and Furniture Gallery. Take a look around your home. Is it finally ready for some much-needed updates? If you don't know where to start, then just meet with one of our experts. We'll help you find the perfect waterproof plank floor for your kitchen or that stain-resistant, super-soft carpet for your bedroom. Finish your room update with a custom sofa and chairs, or choose a trendy in-stock dining set that's priced right. Come home to Carpet Weavers, where floors, furniture, and family meet.
Let Max Twin City Recycling pay you for your junk metal items. As the weather begins to heat up, now is a great time to put cash in your pocket for the steel, copper, brass, and aluminum items you've been meaning to get rid of. We've recently added a large concrete pad to make unloading quicker and cleaner for our customers. Visit us on North Lincoln Avenue, just north of I-74, or at maxrecycling.com.
Starting it over is what we do at Max Twin City Recycling.
Like every bank, there's a time every day when we stop making loans. But at Iroquois Federal, we never stop making a difference. Thanks to an amazing team of employees who give back to their local communities all over Central Illinois. From hospital boards and local school programs to Kiwanis and the United Way, Iroquois Federal employees donated more than 1,000 volunteer hours last year. And we'll do it again next year, because the only thing we like more than making a loan is making a difference. Iroquois Federal. Still friendly, still local, still here. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Hi, it's Stevie J. Sit back and relax and take the drive with Lonte and Derek Piper. Weekdays 4 to 6 right here on ESPN Radio 93.5. Finishing up here on the drive with Sam Piper, ESPN Radio 93.5. Hope we're not.
JT said, dodgeball, Stevie J presents a smaller target.
Ah.
Stevie, I bet he's quick.
Well, yeah, I mean, he's doing all the CrossFit
stuff. I know. He'd be our best in shape dude.
He's in good shape.
He and Jay Layman.
I'm sure Kyle's in decent shape, too.
Well, yeah, no. I was going to say. Do you go to the arc? Is it still called that? Or
yeah, the arc.
I
need to go more than I currently do, though.
You go play a little pickup hoops?
Done that a couple times.
Okay. Run the court.
I'm not very good at
is Pods there in his Illinois jersey?
I have heard stories of him showing up there and
really
talking some crap.
I remember one time, man. This is so not me, but at the rec center at SIU, it was a Saturday, and we had all of our group together. I had a bunch of buddies from Springfield area, and they were all good basketball players, and I was halfway decent back then, you know. And we had already played like three games. And there was like a group that was waiting behind another group or something, and some kid made a comment like, well, I know who we're going to be playing next, you know, and not us or whatever. And I remember, I don't know, I stole the ball or something. I went down for a layup, and I stood there, and I looked at that kid, and I'm like, you guys are going to be waiting a while here. I think we won like seven straight games that day, and they finally got on the court with us, and we ran them off. Ran them off.
Big time.
That was fun. We were good in basketball. Like, we won intramurals twice in basketball.
Is that right?
Mm-hmm. We had a really good team. A really good team. And we
I had more success playing flag football over Illinois. I liked playing at the Arc. Our intramural teams were never the greatest.
I had some good – we won wiffle ball 1 year.
Really?
Ultimate frisbee we won 1 year. I think – well, I know we won two in basketball. I know there was another one we won. I don't remember what it was. We just had some good athletes. Like, we had kids that were all pretty good athletes. And you're in the shape of your life. I mean, that was like, I was so thin in high school.
Even though you're drinking like,
oh,
8 to 12 Bud Lights a couple nights a week.
But see, that was like me doing a shake. Like, I needed the weight. So it was one of those where by my junior year, I'd been lifting and drinking excessively, and I looked good. Like yeah. You would have looked at me and you're like, dang, dude, you're finally like, you finally matured, right? And so I was like, this is a peak of my athletic career right now. This is it.
What's funny is if you went to the, like, if you looked how you look now,
yeah,
and you went and told somebody what your routine is, like, oh, you know, I hit the Taco Bell drive through a couple times a week. I drink a lot of beer, whatever, whatever.
They'd be like, that makes sense.
Yeah, it makes sense. And then you talk about what you do now and you should look how you did in college. Somewhat. It's weird.
I looked like Kyle. I mean, yeah. When I got to college, I was that thin. And Kyle, that's not a bad thing, believe me. Take advantage of it.
Exactly.
But I finally just, I'd never lifted in high school. We just didn't do that. I mean, you did if you played football, and some guys did a little bit. But in 1988, that wasn't really the thing.
Didn't need to.
And so I just had never really lifted. I was a runner growing up, so I could run forever. I was in good shape. And I just, and my lower legs were always halfway developed. My calves have always been developed. It was just, I needed something up top. So I finally added a little bit. And then it was like, man, this is kind of cool. Like, man, I can wear a tank top. You know, because we rocked the tank tops back in the 80s. Rocked them. I remember I had a Key West tank top, and I wore that thing nonstop. And it never worked.
It never worked.
Just now that I think about it, why did I do that? Why did I do that?
You meaning the sleeves were broken?
Right.
Didn't work? I don't understand.
It never worked.
All right. We got to get out of here. Real quick.
Yes.
Twins up 2-0 against Toronto.
Evan Carter just homered for the Rangers. He really did. Oh, no, that was a replay. Dang it.
Rangers took care of business. They already won 7-1. That's why I paused. I was like, what? All right, real quick. Give me picks tonight. Brewers have Peralta. D-backs have Gallen. Who's winning that one?
It's
good duel.
I think the Diamondbacks close it out.
You were the one person that picked the D-backs in this series yesterday. I'll follow you now. I'm going to say the D-backs close it tonight.
I think so, too. I've flipped after I thought the Brewers had last night.
Mm. Phillies, Marlins, Aaron Nola against Braxton Garrett.
Yeah, Nola finishes this thing.
I'm also taking the Phillies.
That'll be one of those 8-1 games that you don't even watch.
Phillies for me as well.
Let's go.
All right. Appreciate everybody listening. We'll talk to you tomorrow. Have a great night. This is The Drive.
We're gone.
Taylor Swift or not Taylor Swift?
Z So when was the last time you saw a best deal guarantee?
You mean a promise that actually held up?
Right.
That some unknown online entity didn't want you to log in and download a code and then re-verify as you join some club?
Drives you nuts, I know.
And then once you purchase that set of steak knives?
Well, Dick Van Dyke Appliance World is a lot simpler. You find a verified great deal and they beat it. Just show them the deal you saw. A newspaper clipping or the online cart price will do, and then you're good.
At Dick Van Dyke Appliance World, it's one of those instances where